Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. I've been doing this podcast now for over 10 years, so about 11, 12 years now. And in that time period, I have covered a number of topics and a number of concepts and ideas and have shared a number of Fred and Ed stories and other things about, how I interacted with the world for many years. One of the things that I really kind of am wondering about right now is the anonymity of the internet and the impact of that on the way people act. When I was a kid, you didn't say things to people. My mom always said, say something nice or don't say anything at all. But the other side of that was, there were times when you needed to say something to somebody and you pulled them aside. You had a one-on-one conversation with that person, and that kind of is gone in the internet age. It's not something that people do. It becomes a little bit harder for people to have that ongoing conversation because of that, right? You have this feeling of entitlement. I'm entitled to tell you what I think. And that got me thinking in the last few months. I'm sitting at home in the middle of the COVID-19 virus, not really allowed to be out and about the way we would normally be. The world's a little different. But the reality is, nobody has the right to say what they're feeling. Within reason, all of us have, certain abilities, but none of us have a right to say exactly what we're thinking. We need to be careful. And the reason we need to be careful has nothing to do with the person that we are. It has everything to do with the person that we're talking to. You can really, really wound somebody badly if you're not careful, and you have to take that into account as you kind of move forward in the world. So kind of communication has changed. The other thing I think the internet has really hurt the world with lately is this whole concept of a much shorter attention span. I'm not picking on younger people. I know my kids have a much shorter attention span than we did when I was their age. But it was a different world when I was their age. I know I talk about it all the time, but and in fact, I just did a podcast about this, but the concept of the age of distraction, right? That's what we're in right now, is the age of distraction. No, it's not the information age, and the reason it's not the information age yet is the reality of the information that's there. When all information is available at all times to all people easily and quickly, that's the information age, right? Ubiquitous access to information and ubiquitous information as we go forward. That's the information age. What we're in right now, unfortunately, is the age of distraction. Lots and lots of things to distract you, not a lot of things to kind of push you into information sources. So as we head towards the information age, this becomes very interesting because you got this concept of internet communication, and it's very different than what people would have done, 20 to 25 years ago. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you for listening.